Report: Maxine Waters' campaign paid daughter $240,000. By Amy Furr on December 4, 2020. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, campaign reportedly paid her daughter hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past election cycle. Karen Waters received a total of about $240,000 from her 82-year-old mother's campaign during the election cycle, Federal Election Commission records show, Fox News reported Friday. This year's filing to the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, suggests that Karen stepped back into her past role with the campaign. The article continued. The newest data appear across two separate pages of the FEC website, a newly submitted listing of campaign payments, called a post-general filing, that includes more than $28,000 in payouts to Karen Waters, and an earlier submitted listing on a page titled Schedule B, Itemized Disbursements, that includes more than $212,000 in payments to the daughter. The newest FEC filing shows five entries for Karen Waters: a $1,000 payment dated October 23 for Walker payments, payments of $900 and $5,000, dated October 30 and November 2, respectively, both marked GOTV, and payments of $8,750 and $12,500, dated November 6 and November 17, respectively, both marked Slate mailer management fee. The five payments totaled $28,150. In 2018, Waters was hit with an ethics complaint from the FEC over funds raised from her campaign mailers, according to Breitbart News. Waters' Slate mailers have been controversial for years. The California congresswoman reportedly paid her daughter, Karen Waters, and her public relations firm Progressive Connections $750,000 since 2004 to produce sample ballots included in campaign mailers, the report stated. However, during an interview last week on MSNBC, Waters suggested that it was President Donald Trump who should face investigation. "What he has done in the 4 years that he has served as president is simply unconscionable, I think criminal in some cases. He's placed this country in danger. And the president of the United States is supposed to be about making sure that the country is safe and secure. And he has done everything possible to undermine our democracy. I don't think that can be overlooked." Waters added that she doesn't know what former Vice President Joe Biden would do, but knows he wants to move on. "He does not want to be bogged down in investigations. But I think that the President of the United States should be investigated," she concluded.